The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. These are programs we bring to you every other week where we highlight some of the institutions, businesses, community leaders, and delve in a little bit more in detail about what goes on within their particular organization. And many will know that one of the chief organizations and public institutions in any community is the public library. And libraries have had a long storied past, all the way back to the Dewey Decimal System. And today, more contemporary, digitized, online, meeting spaces. The library, especially in the last 15 to 20 years in conception, has changed dramatically. Here in Wallingford, we're blessed with one of the best public libraries in the state of Connecticut, a wonderful Wallingford Public Library on North Main Street. And here to tell us a little bit more about how you can engage with the library and use some of the wonderful services there is Executive Director Jane Fisher, who's joining us. Good to have you here this morning, Jane.
Thanks for the invitation. Really thrilled to be here, and we're really proud to be a member of the Chamber.
Well, we're so glad that you're a member of the Chamber. The library and its conception, if we just go back 30, 40 years ago, was 3x5 cards, Dewey Decimal Systems, newspapers on racks, magazines, maybe some cassette tapes or CDs to be able to take out, or DVDs or video cassettes. It's dramatically changed today, and the Wallingford Library is a very contemporary institution.
Yeah, we sure are. Sometimes we joke around and we say we have so much, and yet we still do have books because people still like to read, whether they read print books or read electronic books or listen to audiobooks or listen to electronic audiobooks. We really do have what people need in that regard. But like you said, so much more than just books in the public library these days.
So when we think about our library and its transformation, the Chamber of Commerce offices are next to the original, older, or one of the original libraries of 1898, the library, which is now a beautiful restaurant. And the library moved up the street into a newer, modern facility. And that also has evolved into various meeting spaces, a children's library, and also the wonderful collaboratory, which we'll be talking about in just a moment. But the building spaces within libraries have changed quite a bit.
They really have. So libraries are no longer just an archive or just a place to come in and get a book and go home. They've become de facto community centers in so many ways. So here we have a number of community rooms that we use for public programs and lectures, book groups. We also have some small meeting rooms that members of the public can reserve. So, for example, we see chamber members that will reserve our study rooms, which can hold up to four people. They might need a quiet place for a client meeting, and they don't want to do it in their office for some reason, or maybe they don't have an office, people who work from home and want to meet with a client. They don't necessarily want to have them come into their home, so they'll book a study room at the library. They can be reserved up to 24 hours in advance by calling us or by going to our website and reserving the study rooms there.
Well, in thinking about how to use the space, and even for video presentations, conference room, we've used that here at the Quinnipiac Chamber. We've actually had a Quinnipiac QNET leads group meet there, which was really very interesting for us to be able to participate that way. But for business, you don't think of a library necessarily as a business center, but it's almost like the original co-working space.
So we have, you mentioned our collaboratories, our 2,400 square foot makerspace, digital media lab, and co-working space. And it is, we do refer to it as a co-working space. We see so many people who use the library as the home office away from home. And we love to support the small business community, entrepreneurs in that way. So whether they use our collaboratory or a comfortable chair in the front of the library, they are welcome here, and many come and spend the better part of a day here. We have robust Wi-Fi service. We also have VPN for people who bring in their own devices and want to have more secure network for their for all of their telecommuting that they might be doing. We have high-end computers in the collaboratory that have, we have lots of computers throughout the building, but in the collaboratory, we have some computers that have software that you wouldn't necessarily expect to see in a public library, like the whole Creative Cloud suite. So people want to do their own design work, they can do it here at the library. The other thing we have in the collaboratory, sometimes people take a look at it and they say, what's that? We have a phoneless phone booth. So we recognize if we're going to be co-working space, people are going to be spread out at a table, often in the collaboratory, and they'll need to take a call, sometimes a private call, or they'll need to do an interview on FaceTime or Skype. And so we have, it is literally a phoneless phone booth where people can go in, close the door. It's a small little booth that is soundproof. So people can use that to step away from their work and take a call or do an interview. We see people even in there sometimes recording a soundtrack for a video that they're making for their business because it's that soundproof, which is really great.
You also have in this collaboratory an amazing array of equipment. Bike repair stand. Mm-hmm. You have a digital weaving machine, if I think I have that right. I can't even explain it. The technology is so contemporary.
So we love that. It's high tech and high touch at the same time. So we have space in the collaboratory where people can just bring their supplies and work on a project. We have a lot of arts and crafts supplies and programs to go along with it. So people can take a workshop here, or they can bring their own supplies and work on it. We have things like large and small vinyl cutters, which is great for businesses that want to cut out their logo or their company name to put on a door. They don't necessarily have to go and have that done for them. They can do it right here. We have an embroidery machine where businesses can embroider, you know, a baseball cap or a t-shirt with their logo, a laser cutter. They can put their logo on a glass. We see families do that too. It's not just for businesses. We've seen families come in and do, you know, etched glasses with their family name for their holiday table, which is really exciting for people to do at the library. So we really have a lot of resources. We also have reservable space in there for small groups. We have a horseshoe booth that has a Microsoft Surface Hub where multiple people can plug in their devices, project it. It's much more than just a smart board. It's an actual computer on the wall so people can work on collaborative projects together. Some organization, nonprofits and other organizations will reserve the bigger table in the collaboratory if they want to get together for a meeting or they're stuffing envelopes for a mailer. That's available for businesses and groups too. And then I want to plug something that we just purchased, which is a poster printer. So if organizations want to print a large poster with their logo and their offerings on it, they can come in and use that here. It's more economical for businesses to do that than to necessarily send it out.
Remarkable that you actually have all this equipment, and it took some far-sighted people on the library board, yourself as an executive director, and the town of Wallingford to understand the future and to see the library as a resource. Now, take us back, if we can, Jane, about 20 or 30 years ago, when many libraries are literally closing their doors on weekends, evenings. There was a sense that the libraries didn't have a future. People weren't reading books, were going to online resources. But now they've really, in many cases, in the Wallingford Library is an excellent example of this, have become community centers.
They have. And you know, libraries have had some tough times in the past when the economy really gets tight. Sometimes libraries are the first place to see cuts, which is too bad, because the other thing that's historically a certainty is that when the economy gets bad, use of libraries goes up, because people can't necessarily afford to run out and buy things, books, DVDs, music. Those sometimes families can't afford that. So I think, though, that libraries have shown that we're here to stay, that we're constantly evolving, that we're changing with the times so that we can meet users' needs. We've become nimble before that word nimble became so popular during the pandemic. You know, libraries have always been able to change to meet the needs of the public. And I think we do that by really keeping our ear to the ground. You know, outreach and being in touch with our partners and members of the public helps us really know what the needs are in the community so that we can change and evolve to meet those needs.
The old stereotype of a library and librarians was complete quiet, finger to the lips, shh. And yet it's a quiet, peaceful place, but it's a lot more relaxed these days. And I think the library culture has changed, has it not?
Oh, for sure. So I warn people sometimes when they're planning to come to the library that this is not a particularly quiet library. There are some quiet spots. Certainly those study rooms are among them and some of the far corners of the library, but it's an active, busy place. So we will have at the same time, a 3D printer job going, a laser cutter job going. We have a long arm quilting machine. We have teenagers who come in after school and are excited to be in the space. We have adults at lots of the computers. The children's room, of course, is always exciting and lots of activity there. So it is a pretty active place, and it's definitely not the old days where you'll see the staff going around shushing people. It'd be more likely that we'll be trying to help people who want quiet find the right corner of the library where they can get some quiet.
There's plenty of parking in the back, and it's right here on North Main Street, so a very nice walkable shot to get to downtown Wallingford, to the restaurants that are that are down here. So it's conveniently located. Thing about Wallingford is it's conveniently located as a community here in the state, right in the center. And I'm thinking about distribution of resources. I think many people are not aware that if a particular library here in the state doesn't have a resource, you can go online, or you can certainly come in and try to access it in a different library. So it's not like, you know, you have to be only Wallingford Library resident or Wallingford resident to engage in the library, or North Haven or Meriden or any other community. The libraries today have cooperative resources.
Right. And so everyone is welcome in our library. You don't have to live in Wallingford to come into the library to use the resources here. What some people still don't know, and this is not actually new, is that you can use your library card in any library in the state. So if you're a resident of North Haven or Meriden or Glastonbury, you can use your library card at the Wallingford Public Library. You can also borrow books here with your card and return them to any library in the state. So it makes it really easy to share the collection. Libraries have been at the forefront of resource sharing, again, before that became a popular topic. We have shared resources for years and years. We are part of a Lion consortia of about 30 libraries. And so if you go on to the library website and look up a book, you'll automatically see, yes, Wallingford has a copy. No, Wallingford doesn't, but maybe Guilford does. Would you like us to get it and bring it to Wallingford for you? Sure, no problem. We have a service that delivers the books so that those Lion libraries share very readily with, you know, and so maybe the Wallingford copy is checked out, but there's a copy in Durham and we can have it here for you in a couple of days. So you don't have to wait for our copy to come back.
Long way since 1898.
You bet.
Yeah. Well, in just the minute or two that we have remaining, I know people would love to take advantage of many of the resources the Wallingford Library does offer. But soon after COVID, I'm sure we'll have more events. Libraries have also become places where people talk, give lectures, and engage. So I'm sure at some point we'll be getting back to an active schedule within the Wallingford Library with a lot more speakers and a lot more experts coming by.
Yeah, and our program calendar is pretty full even now, but we look forward to expanding our services and our programs even more. We're looking forward to a really exciting spring and summer here with programs and activities. And if people haven't been, chamber members haven't been to the library, I encourage them to come on in, check out what we have. I'm happy anytime to give tours as well as the whole staff here, but no invitation is needed. And don't feel that people have to have a tour. Come in and poke around. It's your library. It's here for you. Come and see what we have. And then also on our website, you can look at our current newsletter. You can become a member. We're a membership library. So in addition to having a library card for a small donation, you can become a member of the library, and then you can get our newsletter delivered electronically. Our programs are popular and they fill up quickly. So having access to that newsletter that comes with membership is a really great way to find out what's coming up and register for programs that fill up quickly.
And the website is?
WallingfordLibrary.org.
Easy enough, WallingfordLibrary.org. Yeah. Yeah. Jane Fisher, Executive Director of Wallingford Public Library. Thanks for being here in the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure, too. Thanks for making that so easy.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quinncham.com.